Welcome to Spartan Mind, the newest addition to the Spartan Up podcast family. I'm Dr. L, Spartan's chief mind doc. I'm going to be here each Wednesday bringing you back to the couch to toughen up your mind, to get you super uncomfortable, working you through a little internal barbed wire so that you can increase your physical execution and your performance in life. So keep listening to the Spartan Up podcast that you're used to on Tuesdays. You'll find me here on Wednesdays and Spartan Way Habits on Thursdays. Now that's a trifecta. Hey Spartans, today we're talking about points of pivot. Points of pivot are really just opportunities to shift direction. So when we're going in one direction, but we actually want to shift and move and go in a different one, that's a point of pivot, okay? And one of the things that keeps us stuck from pivoting when we're moving in one direction, but we want to go in a different one, is something called all or nothing thinking. You may have heard of it before as black or white thinking. All or nothing thinking is the same thing. It's a tendency to live in extremes. So you're either all in or you're all out. Let me give you an example. You're excited about a 1-hour workout that you have planned at 5 a.m. But 5 a.m. rolls around and you hit the snooze button twice and you end up getting up at 5:30. And the first thought that rolls into your head is, well, it's 5:30. I've already messed up my opportunity to work out for that hour. That is all or nothing thinking because you've engaged in I'm either all in to work out for an hour or I'm all out because I missed the opportunity to work out for an hour. Let's say that you're making some healthier choices with food. And you show up to work and somebody's brought cupcakes for their birthday and you want one because they're delicious, so you have one. Well, if you're engaging in all or nothing thinking at that point, then what might flow through your head is, I've already messed up, so I might as well just order pizza tonight or go to that Mexican restaurant and have those chips and queso that I really love. That's all or nothing thinking because you're either all in, I'm gonna eat completely healthy, or you're all out. Well, I've already made one choice, so screw it. I'm just gonna make a whole bunch of other choices in that direction. So when you recognize that you're engaging in all or nothing thinking, that can actually help you identify that any moment in time is a point of pivot. It's a point in which you can make a different choice and move away from that all or nothing thinking. So if we go back to that workout example, at 5:30, that thought floats into your head, darn it, I've already missed that hour of my workout. Well, screw it, I'm not gonna work out today. Point of pivot, no. You can actually work out for those 30 minutes, right? Or you could say to yourself, well, I don't have the full hour and I really wanna get that full hour in. So what can I do for the next 30 minutes that would still be an engagement in self-care and then I'll work out later? Those are points of pivot. It's an opportunity for you to shift direction out of that all or nothing thinking. The same goes for the cupcake. You have the cupcake, that thought rolls into your head, oh, I've already messed up, I might as well order the pizza tonight. Point of pivot, no. You can actually decide to make different choices that night in terms of what you have for dinner. It doesn't have to be the pizza or the chips and queso. That's an opportunity for you to get outside of that all or nothing thinking and move towards the direction that you wanted to be in, which is making healthier choices for yourself. So again, what's important to recognize about all or nothing thinking is that when you identify that you're doing it, you give yourself greater agency to make a change, right? It's you giving yourself more control to shift direction. So there's three things that I want you to think about as it relates to this pivoting. One is, where do I engage in all or nothing thinking? Where does this show up for me the most? Is it at work? Is it in my relationships? Is it with working out? Is it in my relationship with food? Think about that. Where is it showing up for you the most? The second is there something that I'm afraid of when it comes to pivoting? Am I a perfectionist? And if I can't have it perfect, then I can't have it at all. Does it say something about me if I pivot? Am I afraid of living in the gray? What is it? What's going on that makes you afraid to pivot at any given moment? And the third is, what reminders can I engage in and what practice can I start that will help me remember that points of pivot are everywhere, that there are opportunities to shift direction at any given time, all of the time. You just need to look out for them. So again, that's three things. One, where do I engage in all or nothing thinking the most? Two, is there something that I'm afraid of when it comes to pivoting? And three, what reminders can I tell myself so that I see these opportunities to change direction? And that's points of pivot. If you like what you hear, spread the word. Tell your friends, subscribe and review on iTunes, or comment on YouTube. Then come tell us what you think. We're on Twitter at SpartanUpPod or Instagram at SpartanUpPodcast. So again, that's three things. One, forgot again.